Hello, West Liberty. This is Poe. We are Club Radio. We are Platform Vessel. Here on the phone, we have Johnny Wilson, a.k.a. Johnny O. Johnny O, how you doing today, my dude?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. It's nice to finally have this interview with you.
Yeah, we've tried several times, but now we're going to make it work today, so it's all good.
We can't give up that easy, can we?
No, we can't. Radio's never been that easy, so you learn from your mistakes, you know?
Yeah, it's all trial and error, isn't it?
That's right. It's all trial and error. Nobody knows what's going on in the background. That's what's good about it, so.
All right. Can I ask a question?
Yes, go for it.
What is the company you work for?
That is Ohio Midland Group.
Ohio what?
Midland Group. Ohio Midland Group. They own 106.3 The River, Womp FM, Big Willie, Rage 96.5, and River Talk.
So the problem is stations are never different.
Yes. We have a total of five stations in the cluster.
So what exactly got you into broadcasting?
Oh, good question. My father was a disc jockey. He studied at West Liberty back when it was West Liberty State College, back in the 50s and early 60s, and he was a broadcaster around the Wheeling area and kind of just followed in his footsteps.
So how long have you been doing show radio?
I've been in radio for over 45 years.
40 years?
Over 40. Yes, over 40 years. I've been at Womp FM. I am the longest running disc jockey on the radio in the Ohio Valley. There you go. It's a great passion. My motto is I haven't had a job in 47 years, so 45 years. So.
You want to consider broadcasting a job. You consider it something you actually like to do.
Yes. It's very entertaining. Every day is a new challenge. Every day is a new, it's like a never-ending book. You just keep turning the last page and it's something new. You're warm in the winter and cool in the summer. That's one good thing about it. And, you know, it's not a very, it's a very mind-boggling job. You have to keep concentrated on everything you do. It's not a back-breaking job, but it's a lot of mind, you know, a lot of thoughts go into what you do. When you crack that microphone, you have to be ready for your next break and what you're going to say and what you're going to talk about.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
I tell a lot of people when they first start out, take notes and, you know, and write the notes down and read from the notes. Don't read it. Just ad-lib off of it. And, you know, sooner or later you'll get to the point where you can just crack the mic open and do your thing.
Yeah. When you started doing this semester, I was a little nervous about it, but I am slowly warming up to it, as it were.
Well, I get a little nervous out in front of a bunch of public people. I like being in my studio and being on the radio, but, you know, when I'm out in public and there's thousands of people looking at you or watching you or at a concert or you're introducing a group or something like that, I still get the jitters every now and then.
So you say you're the more private person who doesn't like the attention, correct?
You're right. Yes, you're pretty much. Yeah, I talk a lot about what goes on in my life, but I am a private person. I do like my privacy. Well, I'm glad to see that somebody else is finally getting into the broadcasting scene because, you know, what's going to happen when all us old guys retire and, you know, we need a new team to take over when we're done, so.
I can end up being that person, even though I am a little nervous about it.
That's all right. Girl disc jockeys are really great on the air. They have a nice, subtle attitude. They have a nice, subtle voice. They sound good and smooth. That's what it's got to be.
All right. What do you think about the so-called digital revolution in radio?
I don't like AI at all.
So
you know, AI will never replace a personality. Never. It can never replace a human being. But it's coming up quick. I mean, it's changing a lot. The digital scene is different now where you don't know where people are at. They voice track here and they're in Chicago and they're voice tracking in Wheeling or they're here or there. You know, I'm a live person. I do not believe in voice tracking at all.
I would prefer that, like having an actual person be on the radio so you can actually feel like a human connection.
Right. Yes, you can connect to them, yes. People feel that bond when you talk to your audience. Just talk to them. That's what they want. And they're looking for a comfort zone. When they turn the radio on, they really don't want to hear about your sorrows and what's going on in your life. They want it because they've got problems of their own, so they want something to pick them up and erase those problems for a while.
You said your father was a disc jockey, correct?
Uh-huh.
So you would say he was a big inspiration for you to get into this kind of scene?
Yes, but I had it in my blood from the time I was born. I mean, I never played with cars and trucks and football and baseball and, you know, any type of sports. I was always into the music scene, always.
I was like that, too. When I started high school, I would be super into radio technology in general. And it took me until this year to realize that I actually wanted to be like you, be on the radio.
Wow. I've had a lot of people say that. They say they got into the broadcast field because of me. They grew up listening to me at WOMP, and they said, it sounds like you're having fun constantly there.
So WOMP FM just came back recently, correct?
Yes. The new owners, it went off the air in 2005. And I was on Cool 105.5, that was our sister station for the previous company that had us there. They changed WOMP to a Jack FM format, then it went country after that, and it sat dormant until we resurrected it 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years in April.
I admire that, not giving up on it. That is something I would love to see just keep going.
Yeah, well, the new owner came in there, and he said, how long would it take for you to get WOMP FM back on the air? And I said, you give me 90 days, and I'll have it back on.
90 days?
I had 90 days to put it all back together, and we are number one in the Nielsen ratings for the last three books.
90 days is impressive. I'll give you that.
Yes,
my God.
Well, that's why I've got to have a lot of gray hair now, because I work, 16, 18 hours a day a lot. Radio doesn't have a time limit. It doesn't. It's like kind of like a doctor. You're always there.
Yeah, I understand that.
You just don't turn the radio station off and go home. You know what I mean? It runs 365 days, 24 hours a day.
Well, there's exceptions for that. I've learned that the hard way. Sometimes our radio station will go off the air. We'll have to go, I need help.
Yep. Right. I've done that many times, so. And we have, five stations, so it's like a lot of stations, and we got to go to, I get called out in the middle of the night to go over and turn the transmitter back on, so.
Coming up after the break, we will continue with Johnny O and talk about more about WOMP FM and radio stations, and just more about how he likes his radio stations to be run. Welcome back to the second part of the interview with Johnny Wilson, a.k.a. Johnny O. This is Pro Wrench of WGLZ. So, Johnny Wilson, or should I call you Johnny O?
Yeah, more people know me by that than they don't. I hardly ever say my last name. Hardly anybody knows what my last name is, but it is Wilson, so.
So, would you like to tell me how many watts there is in WOMP FM?
WOMP FM is a 50,000-watt radio station. Covers about 9-10 counties around the valley here. We've been heard in Cumberland, Maryland. We've been heard up towards Columbus, past Zanesville.
Considering the FCC regulations in this environment, is it hard to deal with them?
No, they pretty much, if you follow the guidelines, they pretty much leave you alone. You just got to follow the rules. EAS a test every week, take your meter readings, and, keep your transmitter where it's supposed to be at, and, and turn your AMs down when you need to, and power them up, power them down when you need to, so.
do you guys have any AM stations in your network?
Yes. Yes, we have 1290 AM.
Do you have any suggestions for someone who is into, who would like to get into the field you're in, such as myself?
Well, you know, work hard, get your degree. That's always good. That's always a good ticket. But radio, 90% of being a disc jockey is personality and style, and you have your own, you know, follow. You can listen to air checks of other people, which I suggest that you do, you know, but don't steal stuff from them. Be your own person and create your own style and your own charisma, and you will be very successful at it if you have that. Kind of like a singer. You don't want to copy somebody else. You do your own style.
So basically, you would suggest, like, be yourself, but be someone, like, be yourself, but don't be someone else, basically.
Right. Be very, very relatable to people. Talk to people. They're there for a reason. They like what they hear. They're there for a reason. They enjoy listening to you. You inform them. You talk to them. You're like a friend.
So,
I mean, I have so many people that call me all the time and say, you know, I listen every morning. I know where you have benchmarks in your show that you do, and I know exactly where I'm supposed to be at when I hear the question of the day, or I hear this day in music history or something else I do. And they say, I know exactly where I'm supposed to be. So they live by how you set it up for them.
So you'd say companionship is very important, correct?
Yes, yes, very important, yes.
That is one of the huge things here as well, companionship. It's also entertainment.
Do not be a liner card reader. People don't want that. That means, you know, whatever they give you a liner card, you look at it and you say, okay, this is what I'm going to talk about, and ad-lib off of that. And that all comes with experience and being in radio for a long time. It all comes in. If you got it, you got it. If you don't, you don't. I mean, it's just like being a hairstylist or a auto mechanic. You know, either you can work on cars and fix them or you can't.
How did you get the name Johnny O?
I was working at another radio station in the Ohio Valley here, and it was kind of like my girlfriend said, I'd like to have your name be Johnny O. And I said, Johnny O, I'm not Irish. And she said, no, Johnny O on the radio. So it kind of stuck, and that was in the early 80s.
Oh, my God. I actually like that name.
I went by the Hot Rockin' Hit Crankin' Johnny O. So that was my name back in the 80s.
So, if you had to pick your favorite part of broadcasting, what was it like? Is there any shows you like to do?
Well, I like doing the house party. I do that every Friday and Saturday night for my studio at my house. I have a complete radio station in my basement at my house. And I transmit over to the station, and we rebroadcast it. It's called the Johnny O's House Party. And it runs 7 to midnight every Friday and Saturday night on WOMP.
So this house
and it's a dance party.
So this house
like
party is really
party.
As fun as it sounds, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's a blast. People call you. They're listening on the stream. I get calls from Puerto Rico. I get calls from Arizona because everybody streams now. So, you know, you can have a big, big audience listening to you from all over. We have anywhere from 30 to 40,000 people streaming on a Friday and Saturday night.
That's insane. That's really impressive. I didn't expect.
So when you crack that mic, you're talking to you're talking to a lot of people.
Does that ever scare you when you talk to a lot of people and you just don't know what's going to go wrong?
No, not really. I mean, it does if I'm out in the crowd. If I'm at my studio or at the radio station, it don't bother me because I can because the boss man will be sitting in there with me and I'll say, hang on 1 second, and I'll just get on the air and do my thing, you know. And he says, wow, you don't even have anything written down or nothing. Where's it all at? I said, it's all in my head.
So a big part of this companionship thing is ad-libbing, huh?
Yes, a lot of it is. I mean, it's kind of like a comic, you know. You're kind of like a comedian without the jokes. You got to be quick-witted, you know, boom, boom, one right after another. Talk to people and make them on your level, you know. Do not be high above them. Don't put yourself up on a pedestal and make them even, you know, talk to them like you would talk to a friend or your mother, your father, your sister, your brother.
As someone who had to do a bit of ad-libbing for this class, I'm still getting used to it. So, do you have any advice for something like that, or is it just go with the flow?
Just go with the flow, and it'll come natural to you, you know. Just keep going at it. Do a little bit at a time. Practice at home. That's always good to do. Practice in the car or when nobody's around. You can do your thing. I used to do that all the time. And, you know, sooner or later, when you get it, you get it. And it'll just come. Yeah, I never stop learning. I've been in this business a long time, and I still learn something every day.
So this field is a endlessly changing environment, so nothing stays the same forever.
No, you just adapt. That's what everybody's asked me. How do you stay in broadcasting in the Ohio Valley for, you know, over almost 40 years? You know, and I just adapt to what the times are. You know, I've been through the 80s, the 90s, the new millennium, you know. I've seen all the music come and go. I mean, I've had kids that's my doctor now. That's my doctor is one of my kids that used to listen to me going to school on the bus.
Thank you so much for helping me with this interview. It was nice to talk to you.
No problem. I appreciate it. Like I said, just keep pounding it. You'll get it. I mean, you know, it's a daily experience. It's a daily life. It's just something if you love to do it, you will never have a problem doing it.
All right. This has been an interview with Johnny Wilson, a.k.a. Johnny O. This is Pearl Rancho, and we are WGLZ. We are passionately vocal. Let's get back to the music here on WGLZ.